Well, good morning, launch leaders, and welcome to the follow-up launch recall cap. This is John O'Leary. I'm thrilled that you're on this this MP3 version today. Happy Monday. Hope it's going to be the start of your best week yet. And on this call is one of the experts, one of the practitioners, who lights me up every time I'm with her, every time I hear her, and to be frank, every time I even think of her. So please welcome onto the call my dear friend, Edie Varley.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome.
The energy remains, my friends, and one of the great things about launch is it doesn't end Friday afternoon at 3:30 when the music stops. The exciting piece is that's when it really starts, and on these calls, it's our opportunity to take the next step, to dive a little bit deeper, and Edie Varley has given us her time and her energy and her capital in many regards to dive deeper into what she shared with us over those last 2 days. So, Edie, thanks for making the time.
It's my privilege, John. Thank you for the invitation.
You shared 26 hours worth of content in an hour and a half, and we could have spent the better part of a week and a half on the valuable lessons that you shared, the quotes, the lessons, the exercises. And I just want to kind of bring us back to one of the main lessons that you shared, and you reminded us of the power of purpose, power, and practice. And so on this call, Edie, can you just slow it down a little bit for individuals who get super busy and have a tough time applying things they learn in the safety of conference into busy lives, busy relationships, and busy environments at work?
I can. My theme was moving from silo to seamless. And I set the stage for saying three elements. Purpose. Make a declaration about your vital yes, your reason for living on purpose, the reason that you are willing to stand up to live, love, and die for. It's got to be visceral. It's got to be compelling, because when you're sick and tired, this purpose, this vital yes, this something bigger than you compels you to take action. Mm. The second element was power, your power. You're in charge, large and in charge, take charge. Allocate your power. This is your resource. Be thinking about the ways you're willing to invest your time. Time is our gift. You can't buy it back at any price, so it is priceless. How are you going to invest your time? Where and on whom are you going to spend money? How are you going to use the gifts God gave you, your unique talents, and leverage them so you're hard to copy in a marketplace of lookalikes? And then how are you going to value the relationships you say you hold so dear? Power, your power, and it's the power of choice by commission. Every single thing you do, think, and say must align with that vital yes. And the third element in this trio is practice. This is the natural training system. It requires discipline, your discipline. And it's honor your word. As simple as that sounds, that's the link to workability and superior performance in all things with everyone. It's the element that permits you to build, instill, and inspire trust. Honor your word to yourself first. Those little promises you make to yourself that you routinely break, stop, pause, reflect. And then the promises you make to another person. So say what you mean and mean what you do. If you make a promise to someone, write it down so it pops off the page and gets done. Because every time you break your promise to yourself, you injure your honor, your spirit, and your self-esteem. And oh my goodness, when you break your word to others, whomever they may be, you've lost their confidence in you, the goodwill, the good faith, their trust.
Edie, I love it. I could sit back and be fired up by it every time I hear you even refer to it. And let's just take them through one by one, those three principles that you live by each day and that you're encouraging us to live by. The vital yes, starting with this one. Superman is how you refer to Mr. Shaw. Superman had a pretty powerful vital yes. And I don't know if you still remember that beautiful quote you shared at conference, but if you do, can you share his vital yes?
I can. He started out by saying, "This is the true joy in life, the being used for a purpose recognized by yourself as a mighty one, the being a force of nature." And as that quote continues, when you're trying to think, ooh, what is my vital yes? How do I get to it? Often you can look at what you're doing and then see if that lines up with a vital yes. His vital yes was, "My life belongs to the whole community, and as long as I live, it is my privilege to do for it whatever I can." These are powerful statements, and at the end of it, he says, "I want to be thoroughly used up when I die." What could be more powerful? This isn't a guy standing on the sidelines of life. He's living on purpose, and he knows it with clarity. So that would be one way for you to sort of frame up for you, oh, here's what this guy did. Here's what he thought.
Yes.
What do I know? What do I believe? And this is where our beliefs come to bear, where the rubber meets the road.
This is the purpose piece. It allows us to begin to move from silo to seamless. And what I'd like to do just right now is allow folks the opportunity, if they haven't already, to grab a pen, open up their hearts, grab their journals, write this down. Okay, I think the vital yes oftentimes begins with the word because. I've been fortunate to spend a couple of years on my vital yes. It's not as articulate, it's not as lengthy, and it's probably not as well thought out as Mr. Shaw's, but this baby turns me on each day. And so yours may be longer than Shaw, it may be shorter. I'm going to share with you mine, and then to just invite you to take a moment to start brainstorming what yours may be. So here's mine. If you ask me, John, why'd you try to do launch in the first place? Or why do you race to catch those flights to deliver conversations with audiences all around the world, but then also race to catch the flights home to see those babies and love on them and be present with them and never let anybody know that you're tired or you're in pain or you're a little beat down yourself? How do you stay fired up each day? My vital yes is, here we go, because. God demands it. My family deserves it. And the world is starved for it. So why, but tell me again why you get out of bed early and you watch what you eat and you work out a little bit and you go through your scripture in the morning. Oh, that's easy. God demands it. Family deserves it. The world is starved for it. Well, but when you're tired, why do you greet the gal at Starbucks like she's the best person in the whole world? That's super easy because the vital yes is clear. God demands it. Family deserves it. The world is starved for it. And so that's my vital yes. But this call has nothing to do, actually, with John O'Leary or Edie Varley and everything to do with you, your relationships, your work, your life, and what you're going to do with that going forward. So here we go. Pause. Write your vital yes. Okay? Just start working on it. What will wake you up early and keep you up late and have a smile on your face all day through? Start there. And Edie, now that we have begun to talk about the vital yes, you got a second piece. We don't just start and end with purpose. That's just the first of three pieces.
It is. And the second is power. Often, we empower the weakness in other people against ourselves. It's an energy drain, day in and day out. And so the allocation of the power is, again, identifying for yourself, hey, what is it I'm investing my time in? And these aren't rocket science kinds of exercises. They're simple. They're just not easy because they require you to pause and reflect and examine. You're worth it, though. That's why I say let's not be a drive-by shooter when it comes to you, because innovation creates value, strategy captures value, human beings deliver value or they don't. This is the value, and all and any of the value that's delivered, you are the vehicle for that delivery. So how you think, what you say, what you do with investing your time, spending your money, think about those things. And then how are you going to use your talents? A question to ask is, what am I passionate about? Where do I get to do what I love to do? What am I doing at work now? What would I rather be doing? Your time. If you're running on empty, You need oxygen. And then your talents are your gifts. Strengthen them. Develop them. Play to them. Manage the weaknesses, the gaps, differently, but align around your strengths. Last but not least, those people that you say you most love, how is it, and if you think about it, how much time are you investing in that relationship? Because relationships require nourishment, water, light, air, and L-O-V-E, love. So those are the elements to be thinking about, and they're all personal. John's purpose statement is powerful. It's not a job. It's every day, as he mentioned. So when you think, how is he allocating his power? It's because God demands it, his family deserves it, and the world hungers for it. So think about yours. And again, everything begins with your vital yes, because then you're clear about how you're going to invest your time, spend your money, use your resources, and value relationships.
Perfect, Edie. And the purpose, the power, and there's a third and the final leg to this. Would you share with us again how we can practice into this?
It's the practice of honoring your word. I don't want you to take it lightly, because when I think of anybody in business or as parents or a coach, a mentor, anybody, the gap occurs when someone says something and you see them do something else, this brand and reputation. When we honor our word to ourselves, we can stand tall and in the company of anyone, anywhere in the world, and be content in the package we are in, because we are aligned. Again, in the outer world, say what you mean what you do. What happens to us very often, we're going to call somebody, we're going to do something, we're going to show up, we don't write it down, the simplest thing in the world, and then do it. And so think about the things that you've been promising. You've probably forgot most of them, but I'll promise you this. Someone you told someone you'd do something, they don't forget it. So if you're going to do something, don't do a drive-by shooting. Write it down and take the time to write it down so that that person sees what you said had meaning to you and you intend to deliver on the promise you make. It's a commitment to you when you honor your word. Think about this. Integrity is the link to workability and superior performance. It's not a virtue. It's a real live ingredient that comes around the word, and it's your word. Honor your word. It's your integrity to deliver on your promise. If you think about it, the critic doesn't count. We must strive valiantly. We must know the great enthusiasms, the great devotions. We must know the triumph of high achievement, because we dared greatly. If you want an absolute advantage, honor your word to yourself and to others. It is not a competitive advantage, which is finite and bound by time and space. It's your absolute advantage. You, the absolute advantage, because you moved from a silo, being stuck someplace, into being seamless, so that where you are, no matter with whom, you are there. Just you in the package you're in. You're not wearing 20 different hats. You're seamless. Does that make sense?
I'm nodding my head, and I'm assuming 108 others are right there with me. It's great advice. It's been 15 minutes extraordinarily well spent, at least for me. I'm sure for everybody else. I thank you for your time, for your energy. And, Edie, we're going to link everybody to your site, to your email, your phone number as well. But just so they can hear it on this call, remind us again how best we can contact you.
My name is Edie Varley. I own the Varley Group. The group are my clients. I'm an army of one. I have several phone numbers. The landline is 636-225-9211. The mobile, 314-604-2926. The email, ecvarley@thevarleygroup.com.
Edie Varley, we thank you for your vital yes. And my friends on this phone call right now, we encourage you to live yours. Edie, thanks for the time today. My friends, launch leaders, continue boldly and hold on to this truth. The fact is, the best is yet to come. Say yes to that one today. Have an awesome day and a beautiful week. Launch on.
Thank you, John.